So here's a castle where the Rosicrucians are. Here it says, and rose quoi, it means the a rose is red, yeah, and a cross, the red cross, and the Templars, they had a red cross, right? Here it says the mystical order of the rose. It's all pharaonic. Here's their symbol. It's a downward pyramid, which is the pyramid of death, with a rose in it, and it has the Ankh. This is pharaonic. Ça c'est le symbole de Ankh, de Pharaon, parce que ça vient tous de Pharaon. Et ce pyramide là inversé, c'est la pyramide de la mort. C'est pour ça le mec à Auschwitz, il avait ça sur la veste. Donc ils sont très dangereux, hein, ces gens là, très dangereux. Ah, look, they are the same things I filmed everywhere, these, you know, so you cannot go in here. So maybe there were Templars, like here, the old building there. Yeah. So you see, it's a castle. That's why I'm telling you, the Freemasons here, the Rosicrucians, they come out of the Templars, who were aristocrats, you know. So it's still going on here, you know. It's like also like here, there's not many, it's forest here, and nobody hears the poor children cry, yeah. And it's also the red rose, it's in a reference to the red house of Pharaoh, the Pertaser. That's where they originally come from. So the Rosicrucians, it's more elite than the rest of the Freemasons. It goes direction Bilderbergers. Yeah, so you get it. Yeah, look at this car here. It almost has the sigil of Lucifer here, or Lucifer, with the downward pyramid, almost like that, eh? And it looks like an M a little bit. And it's a Seat, a Spanish car, Cupra, which is has a Volkswagen engine in it. The sigil of Lucifer. It's almost this, eh? Oh, it looks horrible. In Gasse, next to the motorway. There's a little castle where of course the mayor, you know, the tourist information isn't here, but they're closed on a Sunday when everybody needs it. So stupid, eh? And here's the mayor's office. And of course, because they're still the same ones, it's still the aristocracy ruling, with an octagon in front of, you know, like here in the pool. Where is it? It's octagonal. Here the squares in a different form, right? That's us. That's them. There are several octagons actually around here. Of course it's still them, eh? So they're in the castle, you know, they're back home. They're still there, never left. Pharaoh. Well, you know the drill. What a mayor's office, look at that, eh? Look here, it means the grail. Our blood is here, our descendants are here. There are two of them. Oh, four of them. Why? Four of them, eh? Pharaoh. Me. Oh, where am I? I disappear. Where's me? Okay, do my sandals then. That's me. You recognize me. This is for shooting outside, yeah? And they still shoot, you know, like using laws. Well, they did that in those days as well, eh? Shooting laws. And then they sent you the executors. The executioners in their uniforms. Oh, it says. Oh, it says Marin Plessis. Oh, it's like part of my family, like Duplessis. Saint Croix Rose Duplessis. Oh. Yeah, they're looking the same way when I'm hitchhiking. Just staring at you, you know, and swearing, and it's a witch, you know, a Normanic witch like. So I just had a nice shower here. It's got this thing here for the camping cars. So I'm gonna sit somewhere else. They do the same thing like in Switzerland, eh? It's the same behavior, like staring, you know? I'm going to sit somewhere else. So fair. me, Pharaoh. They're just staring and staring. Look at them, they get aggressive, you know? Especially the younger ones in the car. It's horrible here in Normandy. I don't want to go back here. That's for sure. It's like aristocracy. Well, you know what the Normans did in, you know, against the Anglo-Saxons. Oh, I have this feeling, you know, like, anyway, we know that everything is a lie. Look how clean it is. It's like Swaziland, eh? And the way they stare, it's like Swaziland. The way they, you feel this bad energy, by the way they look, it's not nice at all. They don't do this in Scandinavia. I mean, I saw people smile there. I have a feeling that the Normans, they are Swiss. I mean, they're always in the thing of like invading and working very organized, you know. The Normans were very, very organized. Like the Swiss, you know, of course, you know, they work for the masters. The Normannic people, they worked for the masters. And the Swiss are always hiding, changing their names, like the Nazis did it. Oh, no, the Nazis were them, they did it. Like, I say to pronounce it again, the Germans did it, eh? Oh, that's a nice car. Two of them. Like, the Germans did it, you know? Or like the Normans did it. The Normans didn't do it. I know, they are Swiss. Oh boy. The way they look here, and I notice it when I'm hitchhiking. Full of hatred. The satanic alliance they have. I don't like it here at all. It's like being back in Switzerland, eh? I never saw this in Scandinavia. Never. I didn't stay there too long, but passing through here too, you know, but this is Switzerland, eh? The Normans, it's a very peculiar, you know, part of France here. They're not like the French. Well, everybody knows this. And the Brittany people, the Celts, they don't like the Normans at all. Some more grails, full of it, eh? Okay, Swissy, I got you, eh? I mean, they lie to in history. Everything is a lie. And I see the octagon here. Everything is a lie. Just feel, you know, feel and compare. Hey, it's always Switzerland. It's always the Templars. Hey, it says Mairie, the mayor's office. You know, it's all castles and crowns and, you know, hey, still today, right? And don't be mistaken, eh? So, you see all these colors, you remember those headless women I once filmed? They're all having different colors. And this is what it means, you know? They're all squares, you know? That's us, the square. You know, the base of the pyramid, hierarchically seen. And there are, how many are there? 16. Yeah. 4 and 4. 4 by 4. The concept of 4 in a lot of senses. And so that means us, the base, the people, we're all mixed, we're all sort of colors. Predominantly pink, I suppose, huh? Look at that. It's all bloody pink, it is. 3 pinks. Look at that. We're all mixed, they're mixing all the races, and this is us. Commune. Community, you know. The concept of 4, the square, the base, you know. There's even the 4 and there's even the square. Okay, now we go on here. Here we got the tourist information. Like, look, there's a square, that's us. The eye, the big part here, is a part of the vesica piscis, the vesica piscis. It's a part of a circle or two circles, you know, that come together. And it's all in red, white and blue. And here's the circle for the compass. So it says square and compass, yeah. You see? And here's also a little circle around it in white. And blue is us, the people, the square, the concept of 4. You know, they're waging a war upon us, the war crown, eh? And it's all happening in the white, the new world order, you see. And red, it's the old world order, the Pertasser, the red house of Pharaoh. That's them. The circle, the concept of three. It's everywhere. Eh? And you think it looks nice, you know, it's a bit artistic, the eye. Oh, isn't it sweet, isn't it? It's like out of the... it's original, eh? And all these colors, especially our women like this. Oh, it's so nice. It's love. And the Christians, they say, oh, this means love. You know, all these colors, you know. And let's turn the other cheek and all that, you know. And, you know, they got us by the balls, they have. You know, especially the women, you know, this is why, you know, the snake, he went to Eve, you know, because he falls for these sort of things. You know, a woman, she doesn't choose a car, you know, by the engine or the, you know, or, no, she chooses it by the color. There has been, they have taken like, they analyzed all these things, yeah, she takes it by the color. And they know this, the devil know this, you know, the snake on the Pharaoh's head, you know. Look, it's everywhere, lions and here too, like, look at that. Our masters. I'm not even going around here, you know, the octagon, and I'd find so many things here. So, oh, this Pharaoh, do it again. Pharaoh, me. So who you want to listen to, eh? You like the lovely colors, or you like my dirty bag, hey? But this is freedom. Lovely colors brings you to hell, and your children. So you see this, I slept on this last night. You know, it looks like an Indian fakir's bed. You know, and I, you know, listen, if you're, you know, it wouldn't be good for my tent and my mattress and all that. So, first of all, I try to, you know, but they lift up again, you know. Step on it and it's up again. So, I had to pull them all out here. Took me about an hour, you know, to pull them all out by hand here. Around my tent and here. So, look, it's all fuck here. And I couldn't see that far with my lamp. I got here in the night. If I would have seen that, you know, that's just some earth there where the chapel is there. I would have pitched it there, yeah. But it was good after all. I've never done it like that. So I prepared my kraton. Yeah, I took it yesterday. I didn't have to eat the whole day. You know, the best thing to take kraton. Don't eat. You know, only in the after, in the, at the end of the day. Just drink and take fruits, because you get very thirsty of that stuff. You get a very dry mouth because of it. So it's very young, yeah. That's what I need, you know, some young, because of it. Yeah. And yes, kraton, it's not really very much mental. It gives you a nice it gives you a good mood, but it's more physical. Through the physical, you get a good mood. So, if you take kraton, don't sit down and stay at home and, you know, read or do anything else, you know, only with your brain like. You have to move. You have to work. Go training. Go workouts. Go jogging. Go whatever. But, you know, build up your muscles or whatever. Yeah, my muscles there. Go walking, go hiking, then it's fantastic. You don't need to eat nothing. But if you stay put, you're gonna eat and it's not good. It doesn't work anymore if you eat. It's like beer in the morning, you know. You know, it works better if you're taking on an empty stomach, right? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna wrap up my fakir's bed here. What would the church say about the fakirs, eh? It's probably demonic energies. Look, the boat is called Alvilda. My daughter's name is Alvina, which is an old Germanic name from this time, Charlemagne, meaning the friend of the elves. The Grail, our blood is here, you know, the crown prince, the octagon, on an octagon, it's all here. So this place is called Brantôme, north of Périgueux, and this is the oldest bell tower from Karl the Great, Charlemagne. The oldest bell tower in France. And this is the place where the Dauphin, he got taught, like a Swiss boarding school in those days. Like the Le Dauphin, it means the Crown Prince, the Prince of Wales, of France. They all got here. And you see the Templar's cross on top here. It looks like a Templar's cross. So here you see the crown prince, you know, and he's sitting like on a throne, and he's got his heart cut out, and it's a square. That's us, you know, the concept of four, the base of a pyramid. So that means he doesn't have a heart for the people, for us. That's what it means, you know. So there must be the concept of three here as well, but yeah. A lot of caves again. And on the other side, is the woman without a head, and also where the head is a square, so that's us as well there. And the Ius Primae Noctis, the feet that looks like a goat or the Baphomet. That's how they see us. So that's the concept of three, that's them, and that's us there, the square heart cut out. And so it's all here, three and four. And it shows the all-seeing eye with the pyramid. Oh, I can't see anything. Here somewhere. Yeah, there it is. It's like on the dollar. And the circle stands for the compass, of course. So they do that a lot, you know, they put their history in these windows here. So down here you see the two columns, Yachin and Boaz, like, and in the middle there are three columns, and that's them. So they're in the Temple of Solomon. And then you got all this, you know, the pyramid here, and on top of this is this church here. That's where it all led to, and this is where they came from. And us, we were just the cutout, the concept of four, no heart. This is how to rule the people. So here it is from the other side, the all-seeing eye here. Yeah. Three pillars inside, two outside to get in. So this is a 8th century church, maybe even 7th century. In Périgueux. And here, you see this pharaoh here. His name is, no, that one there, protecting the baby against Pharaoh. His name is Saint-Sicaire, like the Jewish Sicary, the freedom fighters, the Sicary, because the knife is called Sica. But that one is not a Sica, that's a Roman knife, or a pharaonic probably, yeah. So that's where they came from, eh? So to them, you see the pharaonic cloth. So for them, it's not this one here, the hero, but that one is the hero. The pharaoh, the pharaonic soldier, you know, killing us and our children, you know. They kill us, they keep the children to make good slaves out of them. And everywhere you got Templar's crosses here, on the walls. And the worst is yet to come, I'll show you. So this is where the French kings, they spent some time here, you know, because they were all like in this Swiss boarding school here for Le Dauphin. And I show you the worst part of it all. Yeah, look at this. Look at that. Killing the baby, eh? That's what the aristocracy does all over the world, eh? Look at this. There's a little devil talking in his ear. Demons. Yeah. Now we got Jeffrey Epstein. Eyes wide shut. That's what it means, you know. Eyes. One is wide open and one is shut, which is the all-seeing eye. Eyes wide shut. Doing rituals here. Please, please, don't kill my child. Please, please, I love my children. You know? No, we're going to make good slaves out of them, you know. We're going to pray, you know. Let's pray. God will help us, you know, and all that. While they kill us, you know. We'll make you believe in the Ten Commandments. Don't kill, don't steal back, don't lie back. While they kill us by the millions, you know, they make us believe that. And he says, no, I'm not going to kill you back. No, I'm a decent man. I believe in the Ten Commandments. Well, I don't believe in the Ten Commandments. What's that? I'll kill you all. Look at that. How dare they, yeah? It says Abbaye de Brantôme, the Abbey of Brantôme, and it's from 769. Well, that's old. Right. The kings of France, they were here. It was there. They got educated here. So the knife here, Sika, like the Jewish freedom fighters, eh? It's probably, there's the word ka in it for the pharaonic soul, and it shows a pharaoh here. But that's not a sika. So it's probably a religious knife, you know, doing a sacrifice, the sika. It takes your soul. The Jews, of course, they were prisoners. 430 years and slaves with the pharaohs, and they took over the name. So let's look underneath there. Look at this snake eyes, yes, eh? What's it going with the back? Pharaohs, they kill us. Even shows it in front of the church. And this is also a Templar symbol here. I forgot what it really meant, but 8th century, and because the sika takes away the soul, it's a ritual knife, you know, it cuts out your heart. You can see this here, the square, cuts it, it's ritual, like Jeffrey Epstein, you know. There's even a number 13 here, meaning they're probably still doing it there in the cave here. And etymologically, if you think about the word sika, this good man, he found that. The word scissors, it's connected, right? You know, to cut out all the arteries. If you cut out the heart, you need some scissors. Bastards, right? It's all here. Concept of four, number 13. All these caves and sika is a ritual knife. And but I like the Sicarii, you know, because they fought back, right? Using that same knife. Well done. Jewish freedom fighters. As you can see, we live in a society of consummation, eh? And all the good things they throw away. Yeah, look at it. Expensive. This is an expensive brand. Zara. It's pharaonic. Sarah, like the Hebrew name, Sarah, which is actually pharaonic. Sarah. It means the K king or the queen, and Ar means pregnant. You know, Sarah is the godmother of the Jews, also of the pharaohs, if you wish. Sarah, it means queen, pregnant. She gave birth to the entire line of queens, if you want. It's all Hebrew here. Don, it's from the word Adonai, it means the Lord. The Freemasons, they call Jesus Adonai in a prerogative way. It's a sangria. Well, this is mine, is the only thing, or it was mine. Very healthy. You see, there's a lot of fruits in it, apples, all that, you know, a lot of minerals and vitamins, full of fruits. 1.5 liters of fruits, eh? So, that's humanity, eh? It's a shame. Look, very good clothes, eh? Just throw it away. Just as me, you know, like being next to the garbage can, being thrown away. Yeah. That's how it is, eh? Consumation. We consume society. We just throw them away. We don't need them, you know. He doesn't have a house, he's a homeless, we don't need them. Just throw them away, just with the clothes. And the happy sangria. Sang. Gri is the sun. A. Big or pregnant. There's a lot of sunshine in, eh? Makes you happy.